This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. Holiday sales are expected to be up more than 2% this year over last, which means more Americans will be spending more on Black Friday, bargain hunting, and Christmas shopping. In fact, an estimated 138 million will be shopping today. Since we're always hearing about low consumer confidence, those numbers got us wondering what was going on. So we called Deanna Yoakum, a consumer finance columnist with The Motley Fool.
We've been regrouping for the past couple of years. We've been deleveraging. We're paying down our credit card debt. We're paying down our car loans. We have more spending power now than we have in several years, and we're going to use it. So all of that talk about the new normal, that suddenly there's this great reset. We're all going to be frugal and very thoughtful about our spending. Well, the new normal is old news.
Well, one thing, though, that has changed since the beginning of this recession is that Americans are saving more. The personal savings rate is close to 6% at this point, and that's way up from the 1% that it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think the savings rate says something about our comfort with our jobs, with our homes, with all of that stuff. We had the rug pulled out from underneath us. So now we are finally getting that little cash cushion, that emergency savings account. That said, this whole idea of thrift is a cycle that we go through. We always say, oh, we're going to be frugal. We're going to continue, you know, this good behavior. And yet, everything says that we're going to be spending more, that we're continuing to use our credit cards. It's a little harder to get credit these days. So that's why you see people shopping around more and also maybe saving up cash to buy things. But that doesn't mean that we're returning to some austere environment.
Is it bad to be spending again?
It depends on the balance in your checking account. If you can pay cash, great. But, you know, the ghost of Christmas debts past are still haunting people. Consumer Reports survey found that 13 million Americans are still paying off last year's holiday tab. Another survey I saw says that two-thirds of Americans expect to be in debt after shopping for the holidays. That is, two-thirds of shoppers are going out there buying stuff that they know that they can't pay off right away. That's really not a great way to manage your finances.
How then about giving us a gift in the form of words of advice for folks going out on this, the biggest shopping day of the year?
If you're listening to this and you're standing in the shopping mosh pit waiting to get that ideal item, here's your priority list. Today is the best day to buy electronics. The biggest deals on those big ticket items are going to be happening today and this weekend. Stuff that's under $100, things like clothing, jewelry, accessories, all of that stuff, it's going to continue to be marked down. So don't knock yourself out. Sweat the big stuff first. That's where big savings come. Just do the math. You know, a 10% savings on a $1,000 item is a lot more than 10% savings on a $100 item or even a $25 item. So sweat the big stuff first, because you only have so much stamina and so much sanity that you can afford to whittle away today.
Deanna Yoakum covers consumer finance for The Motley Fool. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.